Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Obviously, Obama is preparing, if this continues to go this direction, for his Waterloo, his Trenton, his Battle of the Bulge. What does that say for the collectivists, though, and why is that happening? That's why I've opened the phones up. I'd like to get your take on it. 800-259-9231. I do have the Russia to expel U.S. CIA operative, they're saying. We're going to talk about police shootings up all over the country. Actual crime rates are way down, but police shootings are way up. So we're going to look at why is that. And I know the answer, at least the biggest portion of the answer, a lot of contributing factors. The latest on Syria, the latest on the abortion doctor, Kermit, found guilty. A real victory for liberty. These were babies outside the womb that were viable. They'd have to drown and now convicted or chop up. So that's coming up as well. Let's go to the next caller. Who's up next here, John? Geraldine in New York. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. A listener for almost 2 years, and I subscribe to InfoWars magazine.
Thank you.
And I've been awakened for 15 years now, and I don't think that Barack Obama is going to take the fall because there are too many people on his side. How do you think he got reelected?
Well, that's the more cynical view, and I think there's some of that, at least like Hitler in the bunker. They think that let them know we're listening to them. Let them know we're going to persecute them. Maybe that'll intimidate everybody. We've got to normalize the fact that we're going to persecute everybody because we're in control. Nobody can stop us, just like they've persecuted the whistleblowers. You would think that would turn the whole press against Obama. I mean, if Nixon or Reagan or Bush tried something like this, or Clinton even, it would be the end of them. The hardcore persecution of whistleblowers and the press, some would say that it's a panopticon effect. That's a French system where they'd have a tower in the middle of a circular cell block. Three stories was the first French model of this. You guys pull up a panopticon prison and click Google or startpage.com. It'll have the images. And they had jail guards watching. So you felt like you were always being watched. You didn't have privacy. You had bars instead of a steel door to make you feel dehumanized and to make you feel like you were always being watched. So even when you weren't being watched, or even if they were watching, they couldn't enforce on everybody, but you would then self-censor yourself. So there could be a panopticonic effect.
Well, I know you think I sound cynical, but I just have seen it happen so many times since Clinton and all the things that he did and his wife, of course, and nothing ever happened to them. Look how many people that they know are dead. I mean, how many people that you know?
Arkansided, you mean? Arkansided that,
right?
No, I hear you. I'm just distracted by listening to myself in the background.
I have been listening for a long time, and about 15 years ago, if I could tell you this story, how I became awakened, I started taking red rice extract, and for 4 years, I brought my cholesterol number way down. And, of course, that goes against the pharmaceutical company, so, of course, the FDA pulled it from the market. So as soon as they did that, I was awakened to their scam.
Well, they certainly don't want you to have choices. I mean, that's what it's all about. They tell you what to do, which is a form of slavery. They tell you, you know, how to think, where to live, who to be. They lay out four or five different versions of who you can be. You can be a neocon, you can be a liberal, you can be a progressive, you can be a couch potato. Hey, how about I don't want to be any of those? How about I want to be free, informed, involved, aggressive, loving life? What does Ted Nugent say? Working hard, playing hard, America. Well, they're right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. 6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
A lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are well into hour number two today. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue with open phones throughout this hour, looking at Watergate 2.0. I mean, Benghazi, the IRS persecuting and spying and unconstitutionally demanding records of people that had attended Tea Party meetings as a secret police stomping around, getting in everybody's face. This is just some of what's going on right now and unfolding. This is just a small sampling. And I want to run through some of these headlines now and then go directly to your calls. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Let's look at some of these headlines right here. The White House says it had no idea the DOJ had seized AP phone records. Unbelievable. Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, says that a lot more is coming. This is only the beginning. Government probe obtains wide swath of AP phone records. AP reporting on that to track journalists talking to whistleblowers who are exposing criminal wrongdoing. Criminals at the Justice Department running defense for the White House, and the White House says they know nothing. I know nothing. You don't know, that's from Hogan's Heroes, folks. Under sweeping subpoenas, Justice Department obtained AP phone records in leak investigation. Drudge comes out. Matt Drudge says, warning to reporters and sources, assume all your communications are being monitored. Time to move back to the parking garage. And I posted this on InfoWars.com, and people were like, what does he mean, the parking garage? That's where Deep Throat would meet with Woodward and Bernstein. The parking garage, because it's noisy and it doesn't tend to be bugged. And in the old days, the FBI had the NSA dialing into your phone. It would just, you ever picked up your phone and it's like off the hook, but you put it on the hook and it's just sitting there like somebody's on the line? That's the old way to tap your phone. Now, that can happen naturally, too, but rarely. So there you have that tweet. You can follow us, by the way, at Real Alex Jones. And you can follow Drudge at Drudge. That's his personal Drudge. And he's got his Drudge Report, one that's bigger. Okay, continuing. A White House responds to Justice Department secretly attaining phone records. Again, we are not involved, as I just mentioned. Liberals defend Obama for spying on the media after years of attacking Bush for it, which was wrong, which we attacked him for. He got caught with some warrantless wiretapping. It was almost curtains. Now they're doing it to the media on a much wider scale, and the usual suspects of Think Progress, I mean, you know, Soros, Obama, par excellent group, are saying, hey, we need to do this. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. So continuing here, Rand Paul says AP phone spying proves Obama is drunk on power. I will play that at the bottom of the hour after we take some calls. And leaked documents shifting into IRS targeting conservatives in what media called conspiracy. And then we link back in this InfoWars.com article by Anthony Giuliardi to where this was reported by the alternative media years ago. Continuing, IRS scrutiny went beyond Tea Party, targeting of conservative groups broader than thought. Fox News is reporting, and that's all in the Inspector General's own report. This is confirmed. Obama says he didn't know. They need to look into it at the Justice Department. They're the people doing this at the Justice Department. Continuing, Benghazi, IRS, the son of Watergate, asked the Chicago Tribune. I'd say it's the it's Watergate squared to the next power. George Will says IRS scandal echoes of Watergate. It's a lot more than that. Same IRS that targeted conservatives will now demand your private health insurance records and your entire database of your prescriptions. The good old IRS of enemies list running that. IRS head Stephen Miller, mistakes were made. Hey, maybe I can go out and drive my Dodge Charger. The speedometer goes to 200. I haven't had it up to that. I won't say what I've had it up to, but it's pretty shameful that I would do something like that. Let's say the cops pull me over going 170 miles an hour. 170 miles an hour. Only once. I'm joking. I'm trying to act tough, folks. I didn't do that. Anyway, I had new brand new tires on when I did it. Okay. Anyway, it's awesome. The light bulbs are going choo, 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 choo. Kickstart my heart, man. I get high, on speed. Top fuel funny, cause a drug for me. My heart, kickstart my heart. Anyways, and when the cops pull me over, I'll just say, officer, I don't need to be arrested for reckless driving. I was in control of the vehicle. You know, this is an Autobahn-style road here. They go 200 on the Autobahn. Officer, I made a mistake. Well, then, Alex, you can go free. It's not a mistake. It's all premeditated. IRS head Stephen Miller, mistakes were made. IRS officials in Washington were involved in targeting of conservative groups. Really? Again, this is from yesterday. That's the Washington Post, so now it's real. Well, we were saying it was a conspiracy theory, but senior tax officials knew of extra Tea Party scrutiny. Well, yeah, they got Democrats out defending it now. Well, of course we're targeting you bad people. Top IRS official didn't reveal Tea Party targeting and knew years ago. Oh, you've now been caught lying. You knew. Of course you knew. Of course you knew. You ordered it. IRS employees donated over twice as much to Obama in 2012. Well, yeah, so did Goldman Sachs. So you guys are big idiots, aren't you? All you people that work for the government think you're winners. Losers. I mean, if you work for the government, that's one issue. But if you actually think you're on some winning team because you do, and that you're against us, you're morons. Exclusive, McConnell, IRS revelations just at the beginning. I already mentioned that, but there's the Breitbart article on that with his quotes by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Reveal the 55 questions the IRS asked one Tea Party group after more than 2 years of waiting, including demands for names of all its donors and volunteers. Secret police, university to bestow face of IRS scandal with honorary tribute. The woman in charge of all this illegal activity is to be given an award for American activities. Yes, the woman in charge of the IRS division responsible for reviewing tax-exempt status applications to harass, and it was the heart of the ongoing scandal over revelations of agency targeting conservatives, just like the head of the Environmental Protection Agency and all the other people getting in trouble. Targeted conservative groups is set to receive an honorary tribute from Western New England University School of Law. Lois Lerner, director of the IRS Exempt Organization Division, was slated to deliver the school's commencement address and be given the university's President's Medallion. Oh, the President's Medallion. Why don't we give Obama 100 more peace prizes while we're at it? Start putting them in Cracker Jack boxes. That would give it actually more value than this. Let me get some other news, and we're going to come back with Joanne Isamud, Tony and Lynn and others. And our phone system's got some phone lines down for some reason. I think they're going to reboot the phone system after I take these calls, so we'll reopen the phones after that. I'm going to go to your calls after the break. Here is some news we already knew. This actually came out under Tony Blair, but it's in the Daily Mail today. Immigrants. We sent out search parties to get them to come and made it hard for Britons to get work, says Mandelson. Labor sent out, that's the communists in England, search parties for immigrants to get them to come to the UK. Lord Mandelson has admitted as part of a Labor plan under Blair and continuing under Gordon Brown. What do you think our government does? They give welfare to illegals that citizens can't give. They give tuition to illegals, free tuition or in-state tuition citizens can't get. And they're above the law because they want to drive down the wages. They don't want to help the immigrants. They want to make us as poor as Ukraine or as poor as Mexico. Listen, I know how the universe works. I want Mexicans to be rich and prosperous with firearms and their kids healthy and not being used as a toxic waste dump ground. I want people in Nigeria to be successful and healthy. I want prosperity. They try to sell it that, oh, you're not having hospitality if you don't want open borders. Mexico has collapsed. I talk about Mexico because it's 80% or more of the illegals. And now they're coming out in the DREAM Act. He's already frozen most of the deportations. They're already, and it's like, oh, isn't that sweet? Mexico dumps its criminals on the United States. Oh, you're fleeing, you know, from a murder down there? Just come here and kill people. And who do they mainly kill? Their own community. I was talking to an insider last night They were telling me about how the Bandidos, and I already read this, have a statewide or left alone by the police. And I was told why as well. It's just amazing.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, finishing up the motorcycle gang story.
There wasn't as many as there was a...
Basically, real motorcycle clubs like Hell's Angels, Bandidos, things like that, are really used as the go-between for groups like, say, the Vikings in Los Angeles or the police gang to go out and carry out criminal activity for them. And then they'll choose who they think is the nastiest, toughest motorcycle gang to then carry out their operations for them. That's what the CIA and others, you know, go back to World War II. They used the Sicilian Mafia and the invasion of the first invasion for intelligence of Italy. And that's how it's always worked. But my example of that is a group like that then gets chosen to work with this power structure because it was particularly violent and aggressive to begin with. So then your family gets pulled over and you get given tickets and your car searched. But then if you're in the Bandidos or another outlaw motorcycle gang, then the police all leave you alone. But you and your family, the housewife gets pulled over, all her stuff thrown all over the place, taken to jail if she's had two beers. Now, what does that tell you about how to be free? I'm not saying go off and be like the Bandidos. You decriminalize the drugs to dry up that entire culture. But while that's going on, how are you going to be treated laying down to government? How are you going to be treated acting like a coward? How are you going to be treated laying down to everybody? America became great because we didn't lie down and people were scared of us. Now we think the American flag is a man bent over with a government goblin behind him. And let me tell you, or a ostrich with its head stuck in the sand, or the TSA with its hand down your wife's pants. That is an act of gang domination of you and your family. And we will become like Mexico very shortly, a dominated gang-run culture if that continues. If good people don't get together and assert our rights over the corrupt in government and everywhere else, we will all become slaves. And that's why when the cops pull me over and want to search my car for drugs, I laugh at them. Number one, you're violating my Fourth Amendment. Number two, you're fishing for stuff. Number three, the government ships in and controls the drug trade. And don't say you don't know that, cop. What are you giving me a problem for? I'm just doing my job. Doing your job, you work for a government that doesn't exist and is illegitimate. Is that clear? If they ever restore the republic, abolish the Federal Reserve, get due process back in, it'll be a legitimate government. Until that point, man, this thing is far gone. And the only way to restore the republic is to withdraw your consent from this and to stop recognizing it. The illegal aliens don't recognize the government. They're above the law. Because we have a criminal government. The only way now to be free is to just, more and more I realize this is just, none of it's real. It's all garbage. It's all garbage. And I'm sick of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Joanne in Arkansas. Joanne, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Finally, nice to get through to you finally.
Welcome.
They should change the name of this from Watergate 2.0 to Murdergate.
Ooh.
I mean, that's essentially
Benghazi Murdergate. Oh, my God, that's a good...
I'm sorry. Nobody died during Watergate. So they're making it seem like, oh, it's this little bit of Watergate going on. No, it's murder.
You're absolutely right.
And the puppets are going to be taken out, but I'm sure they're not going to go behind the curtain yet.
Well, the only reason the system's upset is because made men, that's what they are in the State Department, that's over the whole thing, over the CIA, you name it, made men were killed. And that's why the system is so upset, too. It's like, why did you kill our own people? Did you cover up the missiles you gave Al-Qaeda? I mean, it's so lawless now that our government publicly runs Al-Qaeda while weird potbellies grope our wives and children looking for bombs. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And they will look over this and then say, oh, okay, they killed those people, but they didn't kill the people in Boston. They didn't kill people on 9/11. They would never do that. I mean, why would they... If they would kill these people, why wouldn't they kill these people?
They estimate the numbers of dead Syrians to be astronomical, over 50,000. When you look up number of dead in 3 years or 2.5 years Syria conflict, no one knows the exact numbers. Our government is funding that against civilians. I mean, they're blowing up houses. They've got a guy, one of the rebel commanders, eating a heart, saying, I'm going to kill all the Alawite Muslims, which is a minority Muslim group that's peaceful. You've got an Al-Qaeda guy from Saudi Arabia eating a heart on TV saying, I'm coming to kill you. But it doesn't work on the Syrians. They don't get in a fetal position. They are fighting back and taking their cities back. Al-Qaeda thinks it's intimidating Americans or something that roll over and, you know, urinate all over themselves. It's not what's happening. They're fighting Hezbollah. Hezbollah is defeating them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For nearly 20 years, Alex has been the voice of warning on threatening issues that the big media won't dare talk about. Threats that trample the American dream. You know what we all face. A crashing economy that's forcing millions out of work and from their homes. Half of Americans need help just to feed themselves. Legalized pollution of our food is sickening us with cancer and disease. The food you can trust in facing any of these threats comes from eFoods Direct. It tastes great and stores up to 25 years, ready for when you need it most. Be smart and be prepared for whatever life throws your way with your own food supply from eFoods Direct. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get a free evacuation kit with select purchases. This kit is a $200 value and is perfect as a bug-out bag or for emergencies. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find out more.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You've got it. We see the earth now. You've got it.
Okay, let's try to run through a bunch of your calls right now. Then I'm going to get into the Russia to expel U.S. diplomat. I'm going to get into Dr. Kermit Gosnell, found guilty of murdering infants in late-term abortions. We're going to get into the latest on Syria. Syria conflict, U.S. and U.K. pledge to bolster opposition so it intensify. Al-Qaeda murdering and eating people's hearts on TV. Literally, there's video of this on InfoWars.com. BBC's covering it. It's real. One of the opposition leaders eating hearts, saying, I'm going to kill everybody when I take over. Just totally out of their minds. And getting defeated, by the way. Getting defeated by Iranian Hezbollah that's been brought into the country. Our government saying they're going to intensify the support of them. Of course, the ambassador is not going to tell you about the missiles because, well, you know what happened to him in Libya. So we're not going to show the video of them eating the heart. If you want to see it, it's up on InfoWars.com. And I've got some breaking gun news that we'll cover at the start of the next segment. I have some breaking news where legislators had been caught on a hot mic that they didn't turn off about after they register, they're going to confiscate. Mayor Pro Tem here in Austin, Mike Martinez, just says we're going to register and then take all your guns, and then laughs at people. I mean, it's you know, we're going to register and take your guns. Of course, I'm not giving mine up, slave. By the way, the Austin police chief was in here, and we've been too busy to get around to showing this. And he said, oh, your guy at the gun rally, who wasn't our guy, you know, he cussed at Mike Martinez to get him to say that. It was their guy cussing, and we have it in high def with the audio showing it. I'm going to show the police chief saying that, and then I'm going to cut to the anti-gun saying it, and the police chief then telling me I was wrong on air and smiling, playing little tricks. I mean, maybe he's wrong. Maybe Slick, Arde Saveda, is wrong. But next time he's in, I'll have that piece for him. I'm just reminding the reporters back there to go back to the last interview and then show that, because that's the type of games they play. Speaking of games, Obama is running around persecuting people and spying on people and spying without warrants and going after Tea Party groups and lying about Benghazi. And it's really waking people up that, wow, he did lie to us. I thought he was a really sweet liberal doing the best job he could do. Because of the Republicans, you know, the Republicans are so bad, Obama has to do this. And then when Republicans get in, it'll be, the Democrats are so bad, we've got to let the Republicans violate our rights. Because, you know, if we don't, then the Democrats will get in. How about we get constitutionalists in? How about we get rid of Republicans that don't act like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul? How's that sound? Speaking of Rand Paul, here's an excerpt of the full article up on Infowars.com. Where Rand Paul says that Obama is becoming drunk on power.
And Lincoln said, he says, you know, nearly any man can be tested and maybe meet up to adversity, but if you really want to test a man, give him power. I think in that sense, the president's failing that test of power because he has extraordinary power and he's supposed to be able to be wise enough to restrain himself. But he's using the power of government to investigate his enemies. He's tapping the phones of the press. And it turns out last year he signed legislation that allows him to detain an American without a trial and send them to Guantanamo Bay. This sounds like a president somewhat drunk on power, not cautious about how he uses power.
All right. Drunk on power. And good job, Rand, bringing up NDAA. And again, I've learned Obama's tactics. They're not hard. His White House lawyers, Justice Department, the criminal department, they write the NDAA to secretly disappear us into the night. The media then lies and says it doesn't say that. The constitutional lawyers look at it. No, it does. Then Obama comes out and criticizes it and says it does. I will veto it. Then it comes out he wrote it. Then I say, folks, the veto threat is to kill opposition. This is elementary. Everybody's like, Alex, he's going to veto it, and then he signs it on New Year's Eve 2 years ago at like 6 o'clock at night when nobody's paying attention. Was it like a Saturday night? And then I still have debates with people. Obama's not persecuting whistleblowers. Obama's not going after the guns. Nobody wants your guns, Alex. Piers Morgan, no one wants to take your guns. Really? I'm in a city where you took all the guns. Everywhere you crooks are in control, you take the guns. You usurper over here trying to take my Bill of Rights and Constitution. By the way, Piers Morgan's a crook. He was over multiple newspapers planning fake news stories and is clearly, they've had courts rule was deceptive and his underlings have all gone to jail for illegal phone hacking. But when I say he's a crook, I say he's a crook because he's over here in my country trying to overthrow my Bill of Rights and make me a slave. That's beyond being a crook. He's an enemy operative. But hey, he's already dying politically. Have you seen the graph? We showed it yesterday. He was 1 million viewers a year ago. 600,000 6 months ago. 500,000 a month ago. 400,000 now. At current rates, he will have 200,000, maybe 300,000 viewers in 6 months a year. I mean, what a joke. What a legend in his own mind. And again, I harp on this because these people, look at who the establishment thought we would want. Some hatchet man, insider trading manipulator, full of fake elitism and snobbery. That's what CNN execs, that's what they think is going to win. That's what they think America wants, is some redcoat lecturing down to us when the Brits hate his guts. By the way, nothing against Brits when I say redcoat. A redcoat is a imperial soldier in the service of tyranny. I call our own corrupt government redcoats. People always try to make it an anti-America, anti-England deal. The ideas in our revolution came out of Magna Carta, and the Parliament first voted to recognize the colonies, and then the King of England came in and threatened a bunch of stuff and gave a speech to Parliament, and they still narrowly got the votes for the war. And so my whole issue is everyone needs to reject redcoatism everywhere. And I mean, if Piers Morgan isn't a redcoat scumbag, nobody is. Let's talk to Lynn in Georgia. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey. You may have already covered this, but ever since the Associated Press information came out, I had to ask the question. Hold on a sec. I don't know how to turn that off.
It's all right, ma'am. It adds a nice ambiance. Go ahead and make your point.
Okay. Ever since that came out, I remember that thing about the earlier secret press conference right before the real press conference where the president selected certain Associated Press reporters to have this little closed-door session. I'm thinking that's where he gave them the heads up that they were getting ready to come out with this. It's nothing new. They'd already told everybody that they've been recording everybody's phone calls and emails.
That's totally illegal. And again, they just hide the criminality in plain view, like TSA groping your family. Totally illegal.
Associated Press be exempt. Maybe they thought they were. Maybe they got surprised when they found out that they were being recorded, too.
Well, ma'am, here's the critical juncture we've come to. If we just accept they're doing this now that everybody seems to be upset about it, just because something's been going on for a long time and then people finally get upset, we can't be like, well, you idiots, you know, why didn't you listen to us? We've got to say, good job. Now, here's the other stuff, because people have to have that awakening moment. Just because we were awake before others doesn't mean now that we can't ever turn this around. And I'm not even saying they'll end up being destroyed because of this. It's a process. But they're trying to discredit the liberty movement. They're trying to get the public behind their gun control program because they need people power. We need people power. And we are for the people. We are for a new enlightenment, a new renaissance, a rediscovery of individualism. And so we are in a continued war. And, yes, I understand being upset or cynical and going, this has always been going on the last 20, 30 years. They would just deny it before. Now they've been throwing it in our face, but they're failing. The throwing it in the face has caused a backlash, and so we need to now push that backlash over the edge into a tipping point. Let me tell you something. The reason they're getting armored vehicles and billions of bullets and training to do lockdown stuff and take over the communications and internet kill switches is because they're weak. They have engaged in all this bravado to put on a show of strength, because they're really afraid, okay? And so I'm telling you, this is real. They're in trouble, and more is going to come. And we need the Republican leadership. We'll try to contain this because they don't want to break through the firewalls into them. I say let the whole thing run its course. I say abolish the Federal Reserve. That's the real people behind all this. Bring back the Republic. And again, if we believe it and just persevere, we don't have to win individual battles. We can lose every battle and win the war, like George Washington. He lost every battle for like 3 years, okay, and then only had a few symbolic victories. We're actually having victories all the time. And, I mean, you've got me getting off into strategy and things. What exactly are you getting at here?
I'm getting at talking about winning hearts and minds for the resistance. Yesterday, I went back and looked at some old movies, and I had not seen Brainwashing 101, and I just want to say that if my problem with communicating with another generation has been, you know, they've been raised on Marxism, and they don't understand what we're saying. So the college-age students in that video were so civil and level-headed and clear-thinking and straightforward. I was so impressed. I was encouraged, number one, but I just want to put a plug in for that video. If anybody's having trouble communicating with the younger generation, that one will do it.
It's called Brainwashing 101?
Uh-huh, and it talks about these students who were persecuted by the administration of their colleges because they were putting up flyers for a conservative club meeting event on the college campus.
That's from 2011. I've seen that video. Listen, ma'am, I appreciate your points. Let me tell you why it's hard to wake up some of the young people. They've been brought up on television, video games, and now iPads and iPods and all this stuff. And they're not, the language is shrinking. They're not communicating with people. And they don't feel empowered. They feel scared. They feel like acting trendy will make them successful. Then they wonder why there's no jobs and why they're not successful. So the system says, be a slacker. You know, just get into your, you know, the fact that you're a failure. The way you reach out to them is saying, look, you're part of history. You have a destiny. There's a war going on. You've been lied to. And you've got to grab them by the shoulders and say, you've got to realize that there's a future and that you're part of it and that there's a historical war going on and things are actually incredibly interesting. We've got to give them a idea of the power that they have. They just put Carney up on screen from the Communist News Network. White House says that they need balance on probes, says we must weigh freedom versus national security. You've got to be kidding. So exactly. Okay, we're spying on you, but freedom versus national security. I thought our national security is our freedom. Oh, you saw the bombing in Boston. Now we got to have TSA on the streets. See how they're just doubling down like con artists? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go to Tony in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Tony.
Alex, how you doing today?
Good, brother.
Hey, just wanted to make two points quick and then ask you a quick question. First off, have you ever seen the TV show Burn Notice?
No.
Okay, it's based on a spy who gets burned. I think basically since I'm not sure if you said Obama was CIA, maybe they're going to burn him and try and give him an act of redemption, or he's going to have to try and pull off something big to basically recover his name within the upper echelons.
Yeah, no, Obama was CIA. He came from a double-sided CIA active duty family on record, but he's above CIA. He is a foundation, Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller Foundation. The whole family is above government criminal network group.
Nice. And I agree with you 100%. My next question would be, I'll just skip my second point.
Go ahead. You can do them all.
My second question was, I sent you a thing about a game called Homefront a little while back. And basically it's where Korea was unified and invaded the U.S. Now you couple that with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3. Basically, the United States gets invaded. And basically, I think they're trying to condition people to that through martial law and also when they bring in the blue helmets for the civil unrest.
Well, it's officially in the Washington Post that they've got deals to bring in foreign UN troops during civil emergency. It won't be a foreign occupation. It'll be our friends here helping us. And there's no doubt they're training for a war with real Americans. And they're committed to their program, and there is a war back against them within the system. Believe me, I have talked to high-level active duty Secret Service via somebody else's telephone. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, and I mean, this is confirmed. And they said over 90% of the Secret Service absolutely hate Obama. And the stuff they see going on is why they hate him. I mean, they say, you know, it is, there's a reason they're scared of leaks. And I wasn't told anything. I was just told almost everybody hates them. They know the New World Order is real and they're all listening. So I shouldn't make fun of the Secret Service so much. I mean, look at Bongino who quit. He was a good guy. We've had him on. I tend to bash the system so much. Look, it's compartmentalized. It's a bunch of crooks running roughshod. I mean, you saw the ATF emails. and the video where they go, do as you're told. If you see what you believe is corruption, you can only report it to your superior, no one else, no other agency. Do what you're told and be obedient. So imagine being people in the government, just having to sit there and watch all this crime go on. I mean, does that answer your question, or what is your question exactly getting at?
Well, basically, you brought up that with the Secret Service. If they know that he's committing these crimes, well, why don't they just arrest him?
Because that's not how it works. I mean, as a cop or a federal officer, you've got to have a grand jury, an indictment, or you've got to have clear and present danger where the guys, you know, if Obama, you know, they came in and Obama was, you know, killing children, they could arrest him, but then no one would believe him. The president would say, I'm the president. He was killing the children, and people would believe it. That's why you've got to discredit them to bring them down. That's why attacking them is important. It's these wars aren't like flip one way or the other. It's a war. It goes on and on, on and on and on. We push back this evil this time. It's like fencing. It's going to then regroup and come back at us. And on and on, on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, here's what I'm going to do so that we don't run out of time covering the story. I'm going to cover it when we start the next hour, and then we'll go to our guest. I want to get to more of your calls right now. This article has just gone up on Infowars.com with the audio. Oops, hot mic reveals lawmakers' intent to confiscate guns. And this is in New Jersey. Every gun owner, regardless of the state in which you live, is presently or will be the target of gun confiscation. A state-by-state framework of confiscation is being erected in front of us, and it strips us of our rights. At the conclusion of the New Jersey Senate Budget Appropriations Committee meeting last Thursday, an open microphone caught three state senators identified by voice as Senate Majority Leader Weinberg, Assistant Majority Leader Sandra Cunningham, Majority Whip Leader Greenstein, and at least one staff member talking candidly about their intent to confiscate all guns from the people they serve. And they're like, so when we come back, that's when we'll reopen it, and then we'll get there and confiscate their guns. I'm going to play that coming up in the next hour. That audio and video just went up at Infowars.com via CanadianFreePress.com and the Northeast Intelligence Network, Doug Hagman. So, and I mean, we've got Dianne Feinstein saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. That's the game plan. Before I go to Izzamood and Joshua and Ernest and Nathan and everybody ahead of our guests joining us and that audio we're going to play for radio listeners, at the end of this hour, I just want to remind you, I'm building a news operation against the globalist. A nightly news, a syndicated radio broadcast, films, special reports. I'm trying to hire more journalists, more camera people, more editors. Obviously, it costs money. My goal is liberty in our time. I'm all in. I'm committing everything, trying to expand. I'm you know, committing money I got separately in the last few years, you know, from other family things to this. I am putting everything I can into the fight against the globalist. And I need your support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com or link through via InfoWars.com and buy the books, the T-shirts, the videos. It all wakes people up, too. The very best Pro Pure water filter, 10% off, promo code WATER. We've got the big non-GMO heirloom open pollinated seed center with all the best brands at the lowest prices. I've told my crew we have the lowest prices. It's all there, the quality seeds, the water filters, the T-shirts, the books, the films. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And again, you can also call and ask any questions. And don't forget the great health products, natural products, all of it there at InfoWarsHealth.com. Be sure and check that out as well. Okay, Izzamood in Minnesota. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, fellow InfoWarrior Alex Jones, reporting for duty, sir.
So what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I have lived in the system for 22 years, and I have seen Benghazi Gate happen on small scales. And let me tell you right now, the Goblin King's power blood alcohol level is exceeding 0.08, and people are finally starting to see it. I am an InfoWarrior who specializes in stealth, by the way.
Who is the Goblin King? Janet Reno? I mean, Rachel Maddow? What's the name of that guy? Big Sis, Janet Napolitano.
Yeah, actually, she's the Goblin Queen.
Ooh, imagine if you crossed Obama and Mr. Napolitano. Ooh.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Like Eddie Munster.
Yeah. Worse than that. Come on, worse than that.
Those are ad hominem attacks, actually. I think, I'm not into guys, but I think he's pretty handsome.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.